Time to talk money. A new proposal means bank execs might be waiting up to 7 years for their bonuses. That's a response to a key recommendation out of the Financial Services Royal Commission. Dan Ziffer is a journalist with the ABC's The Business. He's also the author of A Wunch of Bankers, A Year in the Hayne Royal Commission. Hello.
Lovely to speak to you and delighted to follow a champion like Dylan Alcott.
I know, right? It's a bit lucky. You got lucky. All right. APRA has proposed this 7 year. Just talk me through it. 7 years, what happens?
So essentially senior executives of our largest financial institutions, and this is still under consideration and the details be worked out, but essentially the big four banks and AMP, some of those really large fund managers, their bonuses will be deferred for 7 years. So they'll be essentially vested and put aside. And what the aim of that is to stop a kind of short-term mentality, to stop executives doing things that bring risk to the company and bring risk to customers but won't be found out in the short term. So what we saw a lot of in the Royal Commission were people being pushed and pushing themselves and pushing their staff to reach these kind of ever-increasing targets. And they did reach them, but at the expense of customers. They sold products they shouldn't have to customers who didn't need them. There were some really bad impacts. And one of the issues about that was they also didn't take account of what was known as non-financial risk. So now part of the target, only half of the target can be financial, you know, sell this many products, make this amount of money. The other half of the target has to be in other things. So no longer will it be good enough to hit your targets, sell the products, make the money. You'll also have to have done it in a way that doesn't bring risk to the company and doesn't create really bad outcomes for customers.
Okay, let's move on to another topic. Economists say around 8 of 10 jobs created over the past year have been in the public sector. Wow, that's a high number. Is that standard?
Well, this is really surprising, and it just goes to show you how weak the market is, how nervous people are. You know, so much of our economy is run by consumer spending and consumer sentiment, how people feel, how confident they feel. And this tells you everything you need to know. People aren't confident. Businesses aren't confident. I'm looking right now at a graph of ads that were from last year compared to this year. And in every single state, they're down about 6%, 7% in Queensland, 11% in New South Wales, almost 20% in the Northern Territory. You know, people aren't advertising jobs because they're not looking for employees. So what this really creates pressure for is essentially the Reserve Bank, the central bank, and our government are kind of at loggerheads about how to get the economy moving. The Reserve Bank wants the government to spend money. The government doesn't want to do it because they're desperate to attain that surplus in the budget, which requires them to not spend money. But very soon, they're going to have to either junk that promise or deal with it in the new year, because the government is going to have to spend a lot of money to do things like big infrastructure projects, get the economy moving again, because the private sector just isn't. They don't feel confident about where things are or about where things are going. And as a result, they're not employing anyone.
Yeah, look, they're not going to junk it. That's for sure. I don't think there's any enthusiasm for that. So that puts a bit of pressure on, doesn't it?
It puts huge pressure on. I mean, the government is in a really difficult position. They have this immovable promise that they will attain a surplus, but they need to spend money. They're being urged to spend money by the Reserve Bank governor. They're being urged to spend money by the states, who are looking at their unemployment rates, who are looking at their underemployment rates, the amount of people who would like more hours, the amount of people who would like to be further involved in the economy, and the jobs just aren't there. So, you know, of all those percentages I told you about job ads disappearing from state to state over the past year, at the moment, the ACT up 5%. You know, the government is trying to be the engine of this, you know, to try and pump up the economy. They can't be the whole engine. They can't do everything, but they really need to kickstart the private sector. And the best way to do that is kind of just to tip cash into starting big projects and getting things moving.
Really fascinating story on ABC News. A failed business venture has put psychologists under pressure. A psychology franchise called Life Resolutions is at the centre of the story. Tell me about it.
So it's a really interesting story you can find on the ABC website, abc.net.au EU/news. Franchises we've heard a lot of in the past year because there's been an ongoing parliamentary inquiry that's shown up some really egregious practices, some of which have been exposed by excellent ABC and Fairfax journalists like Adele Ferguson and Sarah Dankert. So normally you think about those kind of franchises, you know, Domino's Pizza, Michelle's Patisserie, Cold Rock Ice Cream, where they've got people in, they essentially give them a business in a box where they can start up and begin a process. Now, this franchising system also been used in this time for psychologists. This one now has collapsed, been liquidated, owes the tax office more than $2 million, and lots of psychologists are going to lose their homes that they've stumped up in this investment. It has now been essentially phoenixed. It would appear to be. It's still going, but with different ownership structure, something that's been a big problem in the construction industry. So the problems with franchises aren't going to go away. If you want to read a really detailed description of how things can go wrong, it's certainly available for you, and I do commend it to you.
And will these people who are going to lose their jobs, I mean, a disgruntled former franchisee in a position to do anything about this experience?
Very, very little. I mean, you essentially have to stump up and take horrendously expensive legal advice, either against a company that doesn't exist anymore because all the assets have been transferred out of it and phoenixed to a new entity, or you attempt to take on the directors or the new entity. These are dispersed people. We're talking about low hundreds across Australia. Very difficult to do, and certainly one of the dangers of franchising, as we've seen.
Dan, thanks for coming on. Dan Ziffer there, journalist with the ABC's The Business. He's also the author of I Want of Bankers.